You're listening to Mike and Tricia, 93.1 KISS FM.
Here we go. It's time for our new monthly feature, Ask a Lawyer, with Michael Gopin, who joins us remotely this morning, as does Tricia. Good morning, Mr. Gopin.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm okay, but Tricia's in a bit of pain after taking a fall the other days. That's why she's broadcasting from home.
Oh, yeah. No. What happened?
Well, unfortunately, I stepped off a curb at work, and next thing you know, I'm on the ground in the parking lot. Turns out I tore two ligaments in my ankle, and the worst part is that I can't even sue anybody because it was all my fault.
It's not necessarily all your fault, but you do have some workers' comp protections that I don't know if I want to get you in trouble with the station here.
Good to know. I think we're going to need to talk off the air.
Okay,
yeah, but look, but Tricia, here's the problem, though.
What?
You are scheduled to be on vacation for the next 2 weeks anyway, so, I mean, you know, that kind of throws a wrench in that plan, I think.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes, I know, especially since you're home because we're trying to prevent you from having to get surgery. So
that's true. That's
you know,
true.
If that works out, I mean.
Oh, man. Maybe we'll still talk to Mr. Gopin off the air.
However, he is available for a free consultation.
That's right.
Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
So do I, man, because this talking to basically a wall is really weird for me. And you know it's all about me.
I know
okay.
It is.
Okay, but right now it's all about Gopin because Michael Gopin is happening, ladies and gentlemen. So it's Ask a Lawyer time.
Okay, so we've got some questions from the app. And one of the first ones we got was Liz in East El Paso, who asks, I work for a local company. Do they have to enforce COVID safety rules if I don't feel comfortable as an employee? So I guess she's saying, look, I'm not digging the things that they're doing. Is it required for them to enforce the COVID safety rules?
Well, there's no uniform COVID safety rules to start with. So it's really discretionary in terms of what the employer is going to do. But the employer must provide you a safe place to work. That's the first thing they have to do. So they have to give you a safe place to work. And to do so, they need to make sure that they have some protocols with regards to the COVID. You know, they need to be social distancing. They need to be, you know, have face masks and have sanitary conditions in terms of, you know, being able to wash your hands and things like that. So I would recommend, you know, if they're not doing anything, you know, I would get some of the other employees together and then bring it to management. I think if you do it in a group, you'll have a lot more power behind you than if you do it by yourself. So if you're not feeling comfortable and everyone else is not feeling comfortable, then I think it's a good idea to take it to management and talk to them about it and see what you could do to ensure your safety. There's no guarantees, of course, that an employer can guarantee your safety from COVID, but there are certain measures they can do, and I think that's what's important.
But let me ask you this, like in the state of Texas, though, doesn't it usually favor employers?
Typically, it favors employers, but this law is so brand new, and that's more in terms of being terminated and so forth, when it's definitely in favor of the employer. But in this type of situation, with the laws, you know, not even really existing until a few months ago, and then there's no real particular laws with regards to what employers' duties are. It's just what seems to be reasonable, you know, what a reasonable employer would do in these situations. So you have to go back some employers let you work from home. Others don't let you work from home. Just the fact that you have to go into the office isn't something that you could sue an employer for. They don't have to allow you to work at home, but, you know, some do. So they just have to follow protocol to keep the workplace safe, and that's the bottom line.
Okay. Second question we got from the app is Mary in West El Paso, who says, do you still have to abide by school zones right now? Okay, so here's the question I have. Not all school zones have blinking lights on them. Some of them are just static, signs, and they don't say Monday through Friday, only during school, you know, all that stuff like that. It's pretty much just, you know, the hours of operation of that school zone. So that's a question I would ask too.
And the answer is yes, you still need to abide by those rules. Some schools have administration people there. They may have some students there also that have special needs. So you don't know what's going on in that particular school. So the best advice is to definitely follow the sign and follow the rules. Then there won't be any problem. You don't know what a police officer is going to do if he sees you speeding through a school zone. The sign is a sign. I would take it as the letter of the law and abide by that rule.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, I actually emailed the police department and I asked the same question. And the PIO, the public information officer, told me exactly what you just said. It's pretty much up to the discretion of the officer.
Correct.
If there's no light flashing. And I was like, so like even on Sunday or during the summer, and he said the same thing. He was like, yeah, because you don't know what's going on.
Correct.
And the officer could come back and say, well, it's because they have some, you know, event going on or what have you. So, yeah, okay. I guess what you said, just follow those school zone signs.
So it's probably not best to, when the police officer walks up to your window, to say, oh, what, the donut shop was closed?
Oh, dude.
Right?
Because that may make him remember you when he comes
right?
to court.
Right? Because if it's at their discretion, that might, you know, tip it over to the side of giving you a citation.
Right, yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I would definitely be very kind and nice to the police officer before he writes that ticket.
Okay. Before, but afterwards.
Yeah, well,
what do you got to lose,
get arrested,
right?
Either, you know?
That's right.
Okay.
Wait till he's out of earshot.
That's right. That's the best advice.
Okay, so let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's Ask a Lawyer with Michael Gopin on Mike and Tricia Mornings, 93.1 KISS FM.
The holidays are here, so bring loved ones joy and good cheer at Massage Envy. Give everyone on your list the gift of wellness, because we all could use a little help being our personal best. When you buy a 60-minute massage session, you'll get a second session free. It's the most wonderful time of the year to give and get the perfect holiday gift, in location only through December 31st, 2020. Massage Envy. Keep your body working. Each franchise location is independently owned and operated. Terms and conditions apply to vouchers.
You know, the great thing about getting a new car or even a great pre-owned vehicle for Christmas, they make great stocking stuffers. They really
totally.
Do. I'm serious. Hard to get them in the stocking, but once you do, they're stuffed.
Hard.
Yeah. See us here at First Light Federal Credit Union, and we'll get you started on all of that. Here to tell you more is First Light's own Katie Bonds.
Yes, we can help you out. We have created lower auto loan rates starting at 2.44% APR. And hey, if that's not enough, we have no payments for 90 days. You heard it right. Lower auto loan rates and no payments for 90 days.
And don't forget the big, big stocking. We'll help you with that, too, okay?
Huge one, yes.
Get pre-qualified today. Get rewarded. Speak to darn nice people. First Light Federal Credit Union, you're better. Thanksgiving Credit Union.
So much better. APR is annual percentage rate. Membership eligibility requirements apply. All loans subject to credit approval. Rates and terms based on credit qualification and subject to change. Promotion does not apply to existing loans. Interest will accrue during the 90-day no payment period. Subject to credit approval. First Light is an equal opportunity lender.
As our region continues to face financial difficulties due to the pandemic, El Paso Electric is here to help Texas and New Mexico customers. If you need assistance paying your bill, please contact our customer care team. You can learn about the availability of financial assistance, flexible payment arrangements, and other payment options like budget billing. We are committed to working with our customers and powering through this together. To learn more, visit epelectric.com and contact us today.
It's the year-end used car clear-out sale at Crawford Buick GMC.
The very best time to buy that used car, truck, or SUV.
Come for this used 2018 Audi A4 Premium Plus, $37,777. Or this used 2016 BMW 528i, $25,777.
At our airport location, Montana at Airway.
Let's go.
Tis the season to gift or get the perfect gift of waxing, pampering, or products for your friends, family, and you. Get waxed professionally in minutes. Ring in the new year with a visit to European Wax Center at Westtown Marketplace, 6450 North Desert Boulevard, where your first wax is always free.
There's still time to get all those last-minute gifts at Macy's. Just buy online and get your order today with contact-free curbside pickup or pickup inside the store. Need it now but can't get to Macy's? Try lightning-fast same-day delivery, powered by DoorDash, available in select locations. Plus, you can also shop early and late during extended store hours right up to the last minute at your local Macy's. Some exclusions apply. Pickup and same-day delivery valid for most in-stock items at select stores only.
You're listening to Mike and Tricia, 93.1 KISS FM.
It's our new monthly feature on Mike and Tricia Mornings, Ask a Lawyer with Michael Gopin. You can get more details on kisselpaso.com. If there's a question you need to ask, we'd like to ask, we'd like to get some advice from Mr. Gopin on, you can use the submit audio feature on your free Kiss FM mobile app, or you can direct message us via the Kiss El Paso Facebook. Michael Gopin and Tricia.
Okay, Mr. Gopin, so we hear a lot about this hernia mesh thing. And I'm not really sure I understand what the problem is with it.
Okay, well, what it is when you have surgery to repair a hernia, often they use a design called hernia mesh. And there have been several problems with the hernia meshes. They have a defective design, which is a manufacturing defect. And they failed to warn the patients and the medical community about these risks when they had these surgeries, and people are having major complications and major pain because of the hernia mesh and the problems that have come about because of it. They've had to have multiple surgeries. They've had pain, nausea, vomiting, abdominal issues. They've had sexual dysfunction. There's lots and lots and lots of problems that have occurred because of the hernia mesh issue.
Okay, so we did get a couple of questions online about hernia mesh surgery. So James asks, how long after you had your hernia mesh surgery can you file a claim?
Well, typically for personal injury type cases, it's 2 years after it happened. But with hernia mesh, it's a little different. It's when you have knowledge of the issue and the problem. So if that was a couple of years or so, you know, after you had surgery, you learned about the issue and problem with hernia mesh, that's when the statute of limitation runs. So it's typically, you know, at least 10 years is what we typically see. We can go back, but it's a case-by-case basis, but it's when you learn of the, have knowledge of the defect and the issue that's causing your problem with regards to hernia mesh. And there's tens and tens of thousands of cases across the country where this improper design has caused people major issues and injuries and lots of litigation involving it.
Let me ask this on that. Is this hernia mesh, is it the same, or is this something totally different with hysterectomies?
No, it's totally different.
That's a whole different thing? That's a whole different mesh kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, apparently not everybody has symptoms or problems with it, because Monica also wrote us and she said, I have hernia mesh implanted, but no complications. Do I have a case? And if not, what symptoms would she have to experience to file a case?
Well, fortunately for her at this point, she wouldn't have a case because she has no issues or problems with the hernia mesh. And a lot of people don't. But if she would develop abdominal pain, vomiting, nausea, fever, those type of issues, it may be from the hernia mesh. She would have to go back to her doctor. The requirements that we have used in terms of accepting these type of cases, if they need to do a second surgery, a revision of the hernia. So that's our criteria in order to accept these cases. So hopefully she will not have that problem, and she will maintain her health and won't have any issue with the mesh. So let's knock on wood for her.
So, Mr. Gopin, absolutely. Typically, what is the issue with hernia meshes? Like, are they put in wrong? Is it just bad quality mesh?
Yeah, it's not the doctor's issue. It's a design flaw with the hernia mesh. And there's many, many different mesh companies, and some of them had this defective flaw. And there's been, so many cases across the country with people who've had this problem. People have had, long-lasting permanent issues with pain in their abdomen, and sometimes the hernia mesh actually moves, and it can constrict your bowels, and it can also infect your liver, and there's all sorts of life-threatening issues here. So it's a real serious issue if you have these type of complications, and I would recommend you immediately go to your doctor to find out what's going on, because you can't take these lightly if you're having those issues.
And I recommend, if you're having any issues, that you get a free consultation
from Mr. Gopin.
Right.
We'll
exactly.
be right back with more Ask a Lawyer, a couple of more questions with Michael Gopin on 93.1 KISS FM.